You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to the Security Response Podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the latest Symantec Internet Security Threat Report and specifically on the rise of instant messaging threats. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand this growing trend and to help educate businesses on how to protect themselves from computer threats. In the latest Symantec Internet Security Threat Report, there's been a noticeable increase in instant messaging, or IM, threats. As the overall trend of IM threats continues to increase and businesses continue to adopt IM as an accepted form of communication, the risks posed by these threats are increasingly linked to more widespread financial damage and intellectual property loss. As the latest Internet Security Threat Report shows, attackers are progressively using newer technologies such as IM to distribute malicious code. As a result, unsuspecting IM users continue to be at risk from infection of IM worms and viruses, and the use of instant messaging platform as a propagation vector for malicious code. One of the questions answered in the report is why there's been an increase in instant messaging threats. The increase is mainly due to two factors. First, IM communications continue to grow rapidly, with users in both home and enterprise environments estimated at 300 million in 2005. By the end of 2006, it is expected that there will be 393 million IM users worldwide, sending up to 17 billion IM messages sent per day. Second, the nature of instant messaging fosters trust from contacts on buddy lists, which can be easily exploited through social engineering schemes. The three largest IM providers, AOL Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger, and Yahoo Messenger, each report over 1 billion messages sent per day, and IM traffic is expected to exceed email traffic by the end of 2006. According to the report, in the second half of 2005, worms were the preferred type of malicious code on all three large IM networks. Instant messaging can be a potent vector for the spread of malicious code. The infection of one computer can result in messages being broadcast to all users contained in an IM contact list on that machine, creating the potential for rapid proliferation. Also, social engineering tactics can be highly effective as the parties communicating by IM are inherently trusted. In the second half of 2005, worms constituted 91% of IM-related malicious code, a 10% increase over the 83% in the first half of 2005. Worms were also used to download other non-IM malicious code during that period. For example, a worm may send users a link to a web page exploiting vulnerabilities in a web browser, and that would allow the malicious code hosted on the web page to be automatically installed on the computer of a user running a vulnerable browser. Another method of exploiting instant messaging is through phishing, which is a method of tricking consumers into revealing confidential information. Phishers in particular have begun modifying their choice of targets and the method by which phishing attacks are delivered. Traditionally received in email, and in particular spam messages, phishing threats are attacking smaller, more regional targets in an effort to escape detection. It's important to identify the risks associated with instant messaging and primarily the risks surrounding the loss of confidential and sensitive information using Trojans that steal passwords, for example. IM is like any system with vulnerabilities and weaknesses, and as more consumers rely on IM for communication and information exchanges, cybercriminals are leveraging social engineering techniques to capture sensitive information such as usernames, passwords, and financial and confidential information. Social engineering is a term that describes a non-technical kind of intrusion that relies heavily on human interaction and often involves tricking other people to break normal security procedures. For example, a cybercriminal using social engineering to break into a computer network would try to gain the confidence of someone who is authorized to access the network in order to get them to reveal information that compromises the network's security. As IM grows in functionality, the likelihood of further compromises also grows. Pictures, for example, are being exchanged over instant messaging, but most IM users don't understand that a virus can be hidden within the photos that are coming in, and that the virus can then be triggered on the user's system. Over the past year, viruses such as Bropia and Kelver were aimed at IM users, but for the most part, attackers are really concerned about getting access to a company's system to steal confidential information for financial gain. Today's attackers are financially motivated, and we don't see nearly as many attacks from recreational hackers who are just trying to establish a reputation or gain greater visibility with their peers. The recent Internet Security Threat Report speculates that we'll see more phishing and fraud attacks designed to drive users to bad websites in order to steal identities, users' information, such as passwords, PINs, and of course company data. Although there haven't been any reports of widespread compromises in enterprises, that doesn't mean that there won't be. Attackers will continue to focus on organizations that don't have security tools or don't understand that attacks over instant messaging are primarily focused on social engineering. IM, like any other technology, is a target as attackers are always looking for the path of least resistance. Looking forward, as organizations adjust their security measures in response to the changing threat landscape, attackers will continue to look for new methods and tactics to avoid detection and removal. Symantec speculates that phishing will continue to be an increasing security concern for IM services. In 2005, Symantec detected 4 phishing attempts that were conducted over IM networks, including 2 in the second half of the year. While this number is small, it indicates that attackers are becoming aware of the potential of IM for that type of malicious activity. Phishing is particularly dangerous for IM users because, again, of the nature of IM communications. Symantec also expects that instant messaging will continue to grow as a malicious code propagation vector. The continued adoption and use of IM clients and networks, including the newly released Google Talk service, will add to the attack vectors available. Additionally, as corporations begin adopting internal IM networks that can connect to the public IM networks, the complexity of those connections and the number of users will increase. As a result, the number of potential IM targets for malicious code can be expected to expand over the next 12 to 18 months. One of the concerns enterprises have is how to protect themselves from these types of threats. Companies need to evaluate their security policy around instant messaging. Who's using it, for what, and whom you're IMing? That's one of the most important pieces in all of this. Social engineering is one of the greatest threats to enterprises, and often employees don't know what's permissible and what isn't. They're going with their knowledge and experiences only because there usually isn't a policy or education program in place. A lot of companies disallow an IM username from including the company name as a precaution, and that's a good policy. Individual users should understand that only business-specific IMing at work is important. Symantec also recommends specific best practices to help secure your network. Employ defense in depth practices, which emphasize multiple overlapping and mutually supportive defensive systems to guard against single point failures in any specific technology or protection methodology. And that should include the deployment of antiviruses, firewalls, intrusion detection, and intrusion protection systems on client systems. Also, make sure to always keep your patch levels up to date, especially on computers that host public services and are accessible through the firewall, such as HTTP, FTP, mail, and DNS services. Make sure that you enforce a strong password policy. And in the event of an infection, make sure to isolate those computers quickly to prevent further compromising your organization, and perform a forensic analysis and restore the computers using trusted media. Also, train employees not to open attachments unless they're expecting them. Do not execute software that is downloaded from the internet unless it has been scanned for viruses. And ensure that emergency response procedures are in place. This includes having a backup and restore solution in order to restore lost or compromised data in the event of a successful attack or catastrophic data loss. That concludes our topic for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response Podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals, small and mid-sized businesses, and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.